Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia. Kate, we avoided getting COVID until almost 2024.
So close.
Here we are, the day after Christmas. We're COVID positive for the first time in our lives, both of us together, because we do everything together.
Yeah, he can't just let me have this. Can't just let me be by myself.
I have a feeling for all the days that we're both feeling okay enough to do it, we're going to get a lot of podcasting done.
This sounds like the last dispatch of the Titanic. Say something fun.
Kate, have you ever seen the sitcom?
Oy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-L-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
All in the Family?
I don't think I have.
What do you know about it?
I know that it is about a family. I think it's kind of important. And it has, oh my gosh, who's that man?
Which one?
Didn't it spin off a lot of baby sitcoms?
It did.
It made a lot of babies. Wow. Because of Norman Lear.
Ah.
That's how I know it, because he was just on Fresh Air.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All in the Family had Al, what's this guy's name?
Archie Bunker.
And I always think he's on The Honeymooners, but that's not him.
Oh, I see. I see what you're doing here.
It's very confusing.
You're mixing up some different pieces of sitcom history.
Yes.
Kate, All in the Family was created by Norman Lear. It ran on CBS from January 12, 1971 to April 8, 1979. They made 9 seasons and 205 episodes. Then, as if that wasn't enough, it continued under the name Archie Bunker's Place for 4 additional seasons and 97 additional episodes.
Why would they do that?
Because it was such a hit, the network wanted to keep going. But Norman Lear and Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker, were kind of skeptical, and they decided that they'll do it, but it won't be the same show. So if it tarnishes the reputation, it's like a spinoff, but really just a continuation. Anyway, but I mean, it was instant. Like when the 9th season of All in the Family ended, the next thing that aired when the 10th season would have started was the first season of Archie Bunker's Place. Anyway,
got it.
All in the Family is loosely based on a British sitcom called Till Death Do Us Part, which ran from 1965 to 1975, about a family where the conservative father butts heads with his liberal son-in-law, which is the same premise as All in the Family, just the American version. So Norman Lear, the creator. Norman Lear graduated high school in 1940. He enlisted in the Air Force in 1942. He flew combat missions in Europe during World War II. After the war, he moved to Los Angeles to try to be a publicist in the entertainment industry, but somehow, through a series of circumstances, ends up as a comedy writer, doing things like writing comedy sketches for Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, and then they'd perform those on like the different variety shows they would be guests on.
Okay.
He works his way up in the TV world, writing for different shows, then producing a few different shows, and then he gets to be the co-creator for the first time of a show. It's called The Deputy. It was a Western show starring Henry Fonda in 1959. It's not very long-lived. It only ran from 59 to 61. But that's the first show that he's credited as creator on, because what we know him as when he died recently, it was like the creator of so many shows. That's where he starts. But it took him 10 years before he gets to create his next show, which was All in the Family in 1971, about a working-class, middle-aged couple who live in Queens. They have an adult daughter, Gloria Bunker, played by Sally Struthers. She marries Michael Stivic, played by Rob Reiner, and they live with Archie and Edith Bunker, the parents. But the main conflict of the show is that Archie is conservative and racist, while Gloria is a modern feminist, and Michael, her husband, is extremely liberal. So they're just always arguing. It's funny because, like, this sounds like a nightmare to, like, be a part of this family, but it was, like, the most popular sitcom of its day.
Yeah, like, isn't this just every family?
At Thanksgiving, especially.
Yeah.
You also have George and Louise Jefferson, Sherman Helmsley and Isabel Sanford. They were their neighbors, who are African-American, which causes problems with Archie because he's a racist. So it's like Archie and his son-in-law are foils. Then you have Archie and George Jefferson are foils. Then you have Maud, Edith's liberal cousin, played by Bea Arthur. Sometimes.
My girl.
We're not going to see a Maud episode, but she was a very popular guest star who, as you can guess, Archie likes to argue with. That's the whole show, is listening to Archie Bunker spar verbally with these different foils. Makes sense.
I'm tired of old men.
The show is
already.
It was groundbreaking because it took all the modern political issues of the day of the 1970s and it married them with the sitcom format. Sitcoms were not political. They were not about issues. This is the first sitcom to do that. That's what made it so groundbreaking. Took a format everybody already knew and loved and married it with very, very modern hot button issues. It's just interesting to me that Archie Bunker becomes like pretty much like the most popular, one of the most popular and famous TV characters ever. But he's like an openly bigoted person. It's one of those things where like Norman Lear is very liberal. In 1981, he co-founded a not-for-profit called People for the American Way, which was like designed to oppose Jerry Falwell's moral majority political movement. Like Norman Lear created Archie Bunker almost as like a spoof of his own father. Like he's like, here's me, a liberal man, arguing with my father. You know, all the time. I'm going to make this into a TV show. And like, I don't think it could be as popular as it was if you don't have some people in the audience who agree with Archie Bunker and then some people who agree with the son-in-law. So it's just, I don't know. It's kind of like when Dave Chappelle stopped Chappelle's show because he's like, wait a minute. I think a lot of people like my show for the wrong reason, you know? Just, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, All in the Family is a massive hit. It was the number one most watched TV show in America from 1971 to 1976. Like we said earlier, when it ended, the network convinced Lear and O'Connor to continue it as a spinoff, Archie Bunker's Place. And Jean Stapleton, who played Edith Bunker, his wife, she wasn't too keen on doing the continuation. So she's like there at the beginning of Archie Bunker's Place. Then she becomes a guest star. Then she's just like, just kill my character. Just kill me off. So she doesn't stay around. But he did. Archie Bunker did. Like you said, as you heard on NPR, it launched a number of spinoffs. I believe you called them baby shows. It's not like All in the Family Babies, though, like the Muppet Babies. But it did have an unusual number of spinoffs, and then the spinoffs all have spinoffs. First one, here's in order. You have Maude in 1972, right? It's B. Arthur as Maude, pre-Golden Girls. This is her big starring role in a sitcom. Maude's maid, because of course she's like a rich liberal who can afford a maid.
Of course.
Gets her own spinoff in 1974, Good Times. The Jeffersons get their own show called The Jeffersons. They moved on up in 1975. And then The Jeffersons' maid gets her own spinoff in 1981 called Checking In. That one was not very successful. There's a show called Gloria. Sally Struthers gets her own show as the daughter of the Bunkers in 1982. And then the final spinoff actually sounds very interesting. It's called 704 Hauser. That's the address of the Bunker house.
Okay.
That spinoff started way later in 1994. And the premise is there's an African-American family that buys the Bunker's old house, and they I don't think they bought it right from the Bunkers. I think it's a few owners later. But the twist of this show is that the dad is liberal and the son is conservative, and they're black. So first of all, I have never watched an entire episode of this show. I know how important it is. I've always kind of felt bad that I've never watched it. Like, I'm a bad student of pop culture and TV. So it's time, like it would come on Nick at Night and I would like turn it off. I'm like, this looks boring, because you'll see that when the theme song comes on, I just, for whatever reason, I knew this was not for me as a little boy, even though I was watching a lot of other Nick at Night that was also not for me. Speaking of, it ran on Nick at Night from 1998 to 2004. It was extremely difficult to figure out which two episodes to show you. I wanted to just show you two. I didn't want to overdo it. Sometimes I'm guilty of overdoing it.
Sure.
And there are so many to pick from, but here's what I narrowed it down to. Right or wrong, this is what we're going to watch today. Season 3, Episode 7, The Bunkers and the Swingers.
Oh, no.
And Season 4, Episode 20, Lionel's Engagement. They both seemed to kind of capture
Ethos.
Yeah, the essence of the show. There's so many others. Here are some runners-up that we unfortunately will not watch. Season 7, Episode 15, The Draft Dodger. That's a big famous one. It's a little later in the run, though. Archie confronts a draft dodger at Christmas dinner. It's a whole thing. He also has his other friend whose son died in the war at that dinner, so it's like a whole to-do. Season 2, Episode 15, I'm a little sad I didn't pick this one, but it just didn't, the other two seem to fit what we're doing a little better. Edith's Problem, it's about Edith going through menopause.
What did they say to Archie Bunker, like, in place of okay, boomer? Did they say, like, okay, silent generation?
Then we discovered swinging.
Swinging, is that what you call it?
Yeah. What do you call it?
Communism.
Communism?
You, buddy. I run the mine in this nation here.
You're telling me I'm undermining the nation? I'll have you know that I attended the Republican National Convention.
Well, I don't think that's the point. Edith, maybe you can understand, dear. You see, our marriage was, well, I mean, it just didn't seem to matter much anymore. Well, no more than the two cars, or the new washer dryer, or the the stereo set. We were drowning. Swinging saved us.
I think I would rather have drowned. Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you mean you're sorry? What do you got to be sorry for? You're right.
A working class man constantly squabbles with his family over the important issues of the day. It's like AI is writing the descriptions.
Just rest, my guy.
Look at this nice family.
Do you understand why I mix them up with the Honeymooners?
Yeah, like an abusive, angry man. Sure.
Wow, look at those 70s eyebrows.
Here's the intro. This just nothing could make me change the channel faster than seeing these two at their piano. Real Make America Great Again vibes, right?
Yeah, I don't like it.
They're singing about how those were the days. You just have to remember that it was not satirical necessarily, but Norman Lear wasn't rooting for Archie Bunker, but he made him the star of his show. Maybe he thought Rob Reiner would be the star.
Who is Rob Reiner?
He's a director now, but he's
I don't like him.
He's an actor here. His dad's Carl Reiner.
I don't know.
The boss on the Dick Van Dyke Show in real life, his dad. What do you think of Jean Stapleton?
She's got a lot going on. She's making a lot of big choices. And I don't know if I need this right now in my condition. Is there like a disconnect between humor then and humor now?
Whoa. What an indictment of this show in the first scene.
People are doing laugh track to this. It's supposed to be funny.
None of it's made you laugh yet.
None of it has made me laugh.
Could it be our COVID?
No.
I think you get to know the characters and just almost anything Edith Bunker does might make you chuckle.
I don't think I would like Edith Bunker.
Wow. You think she's complicit in her husband's bigoted views by remaining with him?
Yeah. She get out of here, girl.
Do you just want to hear Edith Bunker say awooga in her voice?
No. No, I
That
really
doesn't make
don't.
You laugh. This doesn't bode well.
Everyone in this show is miserable.
Yeah.
Is that the point? I hate this. Does that man only have one outfit?
Archie Bunker? Yeah, I think
so. No, the other one.
Oh, Michael? Yeah. I think they both do. All right, we got our first Pollock joke.
Hooray.
You know, just enjoy this vitriolic family.
This is terrible. This isn't funny.
And like when he called the George McGovern campaign communists?
What's worse, having COVID as a vaccinated individual or watching All in the Family? Okay, so old people have always been nostalgic for shittier times, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we have a whole podcast where I just am nostalgic for when I was a little boy, but I guess you're not, hence our premise.
I mean, I had a great childhood. What are you trying to tell me? I didn't have a good childhood? You want to fight?
No. I just mean you wouldn't sing a song like this about the 90s.
No. I'd be like, remember when I looked at bugs? Bugs were cool.
You wouldn't sing this song where they talk about how much they hate welfare.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I swear to God. If I have to watch this intro again.
All right.
If I have to watch this intro again, I'm going to lose my mind.
Here we go.
Why is everyone running? I think Archie Bunker beats his wife. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong. They're all scared of him. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. He calls his wife a dingbat.
Wow, that's great.
That's his pet name for her.
So boomer humor has always existed, even amongst the greatest generation.
Ah, my wife. I hate my wife.
I feel sorry for these people. Do you hate your wife?
No. Well, it depends. Do you like All in the Family? Do you like Rugrats?
I would rather go see the Rugrats. Archie Bunker has no culture. I don't like it.
Archie Bunker has lots of preferences, like he prefers tap dance over ballet.
You know what? Edith should be so lucky to have someone appreciate her.
Oh yeah, so we didn't say it, but Edith has accidentally invited two swingers over for dinner, for dessert and coffee, unbeknownst to her. She didn't realize that they're swingers.
Everything in this house is beige and brown. I would like to note, neither of us has laughed once.
The premise is kind of funny. I was enjoying it more until Archie showed up.
I think everyone in the household enjoys their life more until Archie shows up.
Like when it was just Edith and then the kids, and they realized what she had done with responding to a personal ad from the swingers by accident. It was kind of funny. This couple's pretty funny too. She's one of the Golden Girls, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah.
Not yet, but yeah.
She's going to be Blanche, right?
I think so.
I like this woman.
Louise Jefferson?
Yeah, well, I like her.
You're going to love their spinoff, The Jeffersons.
Oh, there's a lot of frenzied running in this show, and it just feels very intense.
All right. We didn't have much to say. Is it the COVID or the show?
The show was not good.
You didn't like it, huh?
No.
It's a good premise.
You could see that kind of, you know, it's no. Like any classic sitcom. Couldn't you see a Frasier being like that?
Well, is everything okay, Mother Jefferson?
As well as can be expected, considering nobody's paying any attention to me. My son George has hardly said a word to me all night.
But George can't help it. He's very busy with the guests.
Too busy to speak to his own mother?
How do you like the food?
Let's not start an argument, Louise.
Now, Mother.
Now, listen, you know all you had to do was come to me, and I would have fixed some real food for this.
You spent enough time in the kitchen. We wanted you to be a guest.
What difference does it make? Nobody talks to me anyway.
Excuse me. George? George? George, what have you been doing?
Enjoying myself, why?
Well, why don't you make us self-useful?
Like what?
Like getting your mother off my back.
What's the matter with Mom?
Oh, don't get me started on that, George. Now, come over there and talk to her.
Let me give me a drink first.
I don't trust anyone who waxes nostalgic like this, including you. I hate this intro so much.
I've watched it
like 9 times.
That's why I always knew to change the channel when I saw it. Archie Bunker, the main character, is so unlikable. Their neighbors don't want to invite him to their son's engagement party. He's just so openly racist. They're like, we don't want him there.
Everything in this house is puce. When the Jeffersons fight, it feels like it's a much more even playing field for some reason.
Well, yeah, Luis is fighting back. These couples, the husbands are way too aggressive with their wives, but yeah, she's giving it back right to him, at least. With Archie and Edith, it's just sad. She just keeps apologizing.
Yeah, you know he's popped Edith a couple times. It's not
good. Way too real, yeah, I don't like it.
There's a toilet sound effect at least once per episode, and I do not like it.
Just in the two, I think it's a coincidence, in the two we watched.
What an intolerant man. I do not like him. He has bad little teeth, too. Look at him. Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade!
This episode's gonna be 10 seconds long.
This is terrible. It's really just very bad. Norman, I think it went all the way around.
I think he created
its tail.
He created a monster.
Yeah, right? Like, he made January 6th. Norman, why would you do this to us as a nation? Norman.
The problem is he'll just say something so mean to Edith and the audience like claps and laughs. He's called her like stupid and dopey multiple times this episode.
Yeah, it's just so tonally weird.
It's bad.
It's bad.
I don't like it.
It's very bad.
That's you.
That's me. I have Mother Jefferson energy.
George Jefferson's mom stole the show in this episode.
Yes. I hope Archie Bunker chokes on a shrimp and no one helps him. Oh, we went with the N-word.
Well, George, I would like to point out, George Jefferson said it, not Archie Bunker.
These are the best ones.
TV in the
70s. You're telling me that these are the best ones.
It was wild.
So they fixed race relations with the healing power of music.
Huh?
That's what happened.
Archie Bunker and George Jefferson were able to bond, finally, because they're both upset about this interracial marriage.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Please let me leave this place.
All right, you did it. You watched two whole episodes of All in the Family.
I am telling you that if I had to choose between watching this and one more day of COVID, I honestly would pick one more day of COVID. Like, I truly would.
Am I infantilizing the TV viewers of the 70s to say that, like, if the point of that was to point out that racism is bad, it didn't do a very good job of it?
I don't think it did a very good job of it.
Because, like, everyone's...
Also, there's a lot of aerosolized lead in the 70s, and, like, maybe they're not picking up on it.
Two favorite characters from this show are George Jefferson and Archie Bunker, who were just both extremely racist.
My favorite is Louise Jefferson. How dare you?
Well, you'll be happy when they move on up to their apartment in the East Side. All right, Kate, sum it up. What'd you think?
It was crap.
Why?
Because of Archie Bunker. And he is the worst.
What'd
and
you call him?
He chokes on a shrimp.
Did you call him Farchy Bunker?
Farchy. Because he's farty, too. Bet you he does have gas. I don't like him. I don't like him as satire. I don't like him as regular. His family is all mean. And Edith just is the punching bag. And everything in their house is puce. And that's it.
One of the episodes I didn't show you is like the one time Edith fights back to Archie. And it's always on, like, the top 5 episodes list. But out of, like, these hundreds of episodes, there's one where she doesn't just take his abuse. It's not great.
I hope she stabs him.
Yeah, Archie Bunker really is an unlikable man.
If I had 1 minute in a room with Archie Bunker, I would punch him in the face. I would do it too.
And like, I obviously TV characters can be unlikable and can be wrong, but just the way the audience seemed to revere him and
yes.
applaud when he says like atrocious things sometimes.
That was creepy. I didn't like, yeah, I think it was that piece, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're not supposed to root for Archie Bunker, right? But like, I feel like the average TV viewer is like, oh, Archie, he's just so funny. Like, oh, what a wacky guy.
They can't make shows like this anymore. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and the fact that the show becomes Archie Bunker's place, like, it's not so much about the conflict between his liberal son-in-law and him. It's like, it's Archie Bunker's show. Now, I don't know. Norman Lear obviously was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to ride this gravy train. Like, I don't care.
I'm going to get out my Ouija board and talk to Norman tonight. I'm going to say, Norman, what were you doing?
It is certainly interesting how just your typical sitcom of the day could try to do an episode like that about race relations in America, but I didn't love it.
Handle it so poorly.
I didn't love it. Had enough?
Get me out of here, man.
Next time we do some Nick at Night action, it'll be the Jeffersons minus the Bunkers.
Better. Goodbye.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about our COVID if it's affecting our energy levels. The next several episodes will probably sound the same. We're on day two of COVID. The intro to this episode was day one. This is day two. You said you're feeling much better, Kate?
I think I'm coming out of this thing.
I'm not.
I know you aren't.
So we'll see what we have to say tomorrow.
I think.
See what we have to say next week. You'll hear our tomorrow there.
Yeah, let's see.
Bye.
Bye.
Listen, friends, it's one thing to play a bigot on TV, and it's quite another thing to be a bigot in real life. You know, there are still people around who are willing to hurt other people by judging them primarily on their race or their religious beliefs. Now, bigotry has not helped Archie Bunker's life. You know that. It has spoiled it in many ways. Small and large.
Prejudice is something America can do without.